due to some life disturbances, Kim and I have had to take a short break over the summer period. This episode was actually supposed to be out during mid-May and was recorded during mid-May. That break has been somewhat taken, and we will be back at the beginning of autumn. For our American listeners, that's fall. So please enjoy the episode, and we sincerely apologize for the lateness of this episode. Welcome back.
Welcome, welcome.
Today, we have a very serious message for everyone. A very serious message.
PSA! PSA! Sorry, I had to.
This episode is going to be our last episode of the season. But also, we're going to take a little break, so we will be gone for the summer. We'll be gone for the summer. I know that's not the lyrics, but yeah. We will be back. The beginning of autumn. We're not going to give you a day because surprise. But we will be sorry. I've touched the microphone, so it's probably going to make a weird noise. But we will be back. Beginning of autumn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this episode's we've named The Art of Arguing. Yes, we do need commending for that name.
How do you articulate yourself, mate?
We want the entire episode to be based on just how people argue, the correct way to argue, what we feel like is the correct way to argue.
Mm-hmm.
You may argue different to us, but most people argue to resolve.
Yes. Yes.
And so I feel like we should Keyword. All have a very similar strategy to the way that we argue.
Resolve.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, to me it just makes sense to be how things are. I'm just trying to think, have we ever had a argument?
Not a full blown one, I don't think. I don't think we've had like those nasty, I'ma burn your house down, considering all the episodes you've heard true, like I'ma burn this bitch's house down, like, you know.
We're like, just what? Not like, we don't have that type of relationship where we're actually very level-headed when we're like discussing things with each other. If I don't like something you're saying, you don't like something I'm saying, usually it's a situation where we're just like,
agree to disagree.
All right. Yeah. Well, how was your day?
Basically.
That's literally it. Like,
or it'll just be like, if we have uncomfortable conversations, it'll literally be like, okay, let's address this. Let's just, you know, address the elephant in the room. And this is the situation. This is how I felt about this, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then it'll be like, give each other a chance to express their feelings and their thoughts and their point of view. And then if we still agree to disagree, then we agree to disagree and move on.
I think why friendships and relationships can intertwine, like romantic relationships can intertwine well if they are based off of friendships, because you learn how to do certain things as friends, and then you carry that into the romantic relationship. And I think that's why a lot of people work when they start off being friends and then they go into something romantic. Because I think the way that we handle a situation is we're not in each other's like aura or like around each other consistently. And sometimes I think that a good thing for arguing is separation, like having time away from each other.
Clarity.
Yeah. And in relationship, that doesn't really happen because you still want to be around that person, even though like that person gets on your fucking nerves. So
you get on my damn. Oh, I knew you got the lyrics wrong. You had that bad. You that boy that da 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 da. You get on my damn nerves. Just rapping up together. He's waiting for me to finish. I was just like, okay, fine, I might as well finish the lyrics. You get on my damn
nerves. But yeah, that's how I feel about this situation. Like,
no, I agree.
We separate. So sometimes I don't speak to you for a couple of days, we get into like a little hiss, and then it's like,
oh, calm down now.
And then
I'm
we like
here.
We've just like go back to normal. And that's kind of how most of my friendships are, because why are we arguing?
Exactly.
Usually we're just arguing about stupid shit, or you might like not like do something, that a choice that I'm making in my life.
Yeah.
And it might be about a guy that I just decided to be with. It might be about how I handle a family situation, yeah, and vice versa.
Yeah.
But you also understand the same way that I do, that that's your choice.
Yeah. Or we could just have, we could just be having a bad day and taking it out on each other. True. True.
I don't do that. How dare you? True. Do you want to talk about bad day at work? Shall we?
Maybe not. Let's moving on. This is how we agree to disagree. Okay, so we're going to move on to the first segment, which you all should know by now. If not, hey, new listeners, it's called What's the Catch? And it's just a general update on what both True and I are going through.
Why are you saying them?
For the new listeners, if they don't know, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, I'll let you have that one.
Yeah. For me, at this moment in time, I'm having a really healthy relationship. How we got to this stage in our relationship, it was going through the fucking stages of getting to know each other, understanding our communication styles, and actually communicating that to each other and articulating it in a way that we both acknowledge that we are different people. We will have different points of views on certain things, and we will agree to disagree. But this is my point of view, let me express it. And this is his point of view, let him express it. And it's not in like a shitty, condescending, manipulative or gaslighting way. We've found that balance and we found our formula. And yeah, we in a healthy relationship for me, you're bound to have arguments, whether it's petty bullshit or it's serious stuff that you need to address. Mm-hmm. And I think we've gotten to a point where we, with time as well, we've understood more of how the other person operates. So now, when something upsets me or vice versa, and something upsets him, we're very vocal about it. Mm-hmm. And not in a way that's... Sorry. And not in a way that's like, oh, I don't fucking like this, you're a dickhead, this and that. It's more like, what you did the other day, it really upset me, and this is how I saw the whole situation. It might not be the case, but I just want you to know that this is my point of view and this is the situation. Mm-hmm. Instead of previously, before we really got to know each other on a deeper level, beforehand, it used to turn into an argument straight away. It would be like, yeah, but, and then like kind of like throwing it back in the other person's face, or gaslighting to a certain extent, but it's like, I'm right. And it was more of like an ego pride kind of back and forth tennis match. Now it's like, okay, great. I've acknowledged what you're saying and how you feel, and I'm really sorry that you feel this way. What can I do to make it better between us? Because initially, this is how you feel. You don't like how it makes you feel. What can I do within this relationship to make sure that we don't, you know, come to this point again? And then we move forward. So that's why, for me, what's the catch? Like, girl, I'm all good.
Lies. Finally, everyone that says that's lying. To me.
What do you mean?
No one is fine. No one is fine in a relationship. You're happy.
No, I'm happy. As in, like, when
you're moving on well, but relationships have
ups and downs. Yes, of course they do.
And so the most important thing is knowing that you're going to handle the next issue.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're aware of that and you're both in the same mindset, then you're not going to have any problems. It's not even going to feel like for me, I feel like we have a process. Like, me and you have a process in our friendship. So I don't ever worry about whether I'm going to have to argue with you or not, because I know that if we argue about something or disagree about something, it's going to get like,
it's going to resolve real quick and we're going to move on from it.
Mm.
We're not one to hold grudges. And if it's got to a point where it's really affecting both of us, we're vocal about that anyway.
Mm.
Because we like psyche stuff. Like, we like psychoanalyzing each other. We're just like, girl, you got a problem and I think you need to resolve that and fix it and address that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But yeah, you do. You know what? I'll do. Well, I got a fucking problem over here. Like, I don't know why I'm doing all these accents. I'm really sorry.
She just had a vaccination today, so it might be a side effect.
I think it is, you know. I'm vaccinated, guys. I'm almost there. But yeah, no, that's What's up with me? What's up with you?
There's nothing going on with me. Not really arguing with people. I have a little issue that's just gone on at work, but we'll discuss that next week. Well, next week, the next, when we come back, sorry. Currently, I don't really disagree. Pardon me. I'm one of those people that if I've got to argue with you or disagree with you and I barely know you, I'm about to do it. So you can go off and be whatever scatty cow you want to be.
But it's just energy that you don't, do you know what I mean? Like,
this is what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just cuss you in my head, underneath my breath.
And move slowly on burn your life. House down.
And just move on with life. Why am I spending time arguing with you? There's no reason for me to do that. And so I don't really do that. If I'm arguing with you, it's because I care. It's because you possibly, it's possibly love. And I don't mean that in a romantic way. I mean that in like a family, friends, like I care about you. You know that I care about you if I'm giving you energy to argue with you.
Yeah, basically.
Because I don't argue with most people.
Yeah. I'll just
call you a bruck hoe or a, I don't know, a no dick having Billy Big Bollocks bastard. Like, I will call you every name underneath the sun. I just won't say it to your face and I will continue on with my life.
Okay.
And so there's no reason for me to argue with anybody. Like, if I have a disagreement with mum, with cousins, with family, like, we're arguing because we're trying to resolve something and we don't like something that's happened.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. Well, otherwise, like, I just, there's no time for it. I don't have energy for that. I got music to make. I got a podcast to make. Okay. I'm working a full-time job. Okay.
And I need my space.
Some shopping. Okay. I'm trying to find me a man. Like, so I've got stuff on my plate.
He busy, guys. He busy. Busy, busy boy.
So that's a short, what I think probably the record breaking What's the Catch, because it's been the shortest What's the Catch we've had ever had.
I know, right? Usually we babble on.
I don't really have anything to say though, to be fair. In terms of arguing, like, I'm very black and white, so it's either you're a dickhead or you're not.
Mm.
And most of the time, if I'm arguing with you, you are fucking dickhead, yeah?
Mm.
It's as simple as that. So petty peeves.
Okay.
We're going to move on to our next segment, which we call
We need to start doing jingles. We're petty.
All right, Migos.
That's the jingle. What, pre-recorded? And I was like, petty. I'm joking. Petty peeves.
My petty peeve for this week. This is perfect because you said something before.
What did I say?
I can't remember what it was. Well, you said something before and it really related to me about, like, arguing about stupid things or it taking to a place you don't need to. And my top petty peeve for arguing is people that take it to a personal place when they don't need to. I was once in a relationship with someone where we constantly got into arguments.
About what though? Petty stuff.
Yeah. And not even petty stuff, we just got into arguments. And every time we got into an argument, he would say things about me personally, but because I'm so secure, bitch. Because I'm so secure.
You feel so insecure. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. It's definitely the vaccine. I think it just made me 10 times more hyperactive.
Because I'm so secure, none of that affects me, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, I love my big Jackson 5 nostrils, bruv.
What?
Yes, I do love my big lips. Yes.
Are these all the things that he's been bringing up before?
No, I'm just talking about myself.
I was going
to say. Stuff I'm aware about myself that people may have a problem with, but I don't give a fuck because you look like a broke down horse rhino looking elephant bitch.
So, oh my God.
So I don't care.
Why you just dropped that? I wasn't expecting. You know, your face is just like,
Oh my God, sorry. That was so random, but it just comes. So when people say stuff about me personally, it doesn't really affect me because I'm like, I could probably still get your man. Do you know what I'm saying?
Do you mean like people that you're not close to?
Anyone.
Okay, fine.
Anyone. And so he kept saying things about me that, like, he would really take it to a personal place. And I just didn't, it didn't faze me. But that's because that's who I am. It didn't faze me. Yeah. Anyone else that was really insecure, that would have mentally broke them. And like, I feel like that's a form of manipulation. Like, take them down to a point where they feel like they're shitters, because then they won't go anywhere, even when you treat them like shit.
That's some shit ass way to go about things, though.
Yeah, but people do it. And I would say men, but I've seen women do it as well. But I would always ask him, why do you always go to that place? Like, why do you always go to that place? I never say anything about you. I don't. Never said one personal thing about you. And all you have to do is, you don't like something that I've said, that what I feel triggers something in you, or something that really hits a spot in you, and then you go to that personal place. And I always know that it's true because you react in that way.
Yeah.
There's no need for you to react in that way, and you still do it.
Yeah.
Which makes me believe that I've hit something that may
trigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I don't like it. I really don't. I don't feel like it's necessary.
I don't like it.
My objective to arguing is always to resolve.
Yeah, of course.
Find a solution.
You're just shouting at each other.
So we can move forward.
Yeah.
And be heard also. I don't give a shit if you believe in what I'm saying. I don't give a shit if you feel like what I'm saying is true. I care about being heard. If you hear me and you understand what the situation is, and you don't agree with it, fine. But let me be heard, and let's try and figure out.
You acknowledge it at the same time, yeah.
Compromise this shit and figure out and move forward. On. But I don't know what it is about that. It really bugs me. And when I see other people do it, I'm like, no, none of that. I don't care if you're not doing it to me. There's no need for you to do that. You're arguing about something because, I don't know, let's just, a scenario. You're arguing about the fact that he spends too much money on certain stuff when you know that you're trying to save to buy a house or whatever.
Right.
And you go to that place where you're calling him like deadbeat if he's got a kid, or like a waste of time, or like something about his mama don't love him. Like, all of that type of stuff is not necessary when you're arguing with people.
Yeah.
Like, if you're arguing with someone you don't know, and you bump into them in a club and cause an argument or something, yes, bro. Tell them about him, his sister, his mama, and his granddaddy. Tell them about them all. But when you're in a relationship, don't do that. Because in my opinion, it's very hard to come back from that as well. Mm-hmm. You've called me everything under the sun. You've mentioned
you're
my mum.
Yeah,
you've mentioned my daddy.
External factors. That's nothing to do with the bloody argument.
And you know what? I have to go and tell my mum and my daddy that you said these things about my parents. And so when we go to family dinners, then they gonna look at you crazy, and I'm not the only one that wants to burn down your house. So,
the whole family's involved.
So, like, it's not necessary. Like, so if you're hearing this as like a listener, and this is the type of thing you do, please analyze that behavior, because I really feel like it's uncalled for, and that's just my opinion. And I reckon a load of other people do believe that, and other people may disagree with me. This is how I feel. Like, we are not on this earth long enough to
have
someone in our lives and destroy their confidence and destroy their, like, the security they have over themselves.
Yeah.
Why are you doing that? Let them go, or be
a
nice.
A better person.
Try and work on your relationship in a positive manner.
Basically.
Negative energy creates negative
energy.
Outcome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mine's the same. Like, I think we've touched base.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. We touched base on this subject already, but I just don't like. I've come across friends, people that, you know, friend, colleagues, relationships and whatnot, when they're discussing their relationships and whatnot. So you argue for the sake of fucking arguing. I'm like, what's the resolve here? What you know, I understand your point of view, but are you just trying to, it's that ego and that pride, and it's just like, oh, I need to be right, I need to be heard, but me only, everything revolves around me, and it's very, very narcissistic, and it's like, you listen to what I have to say, and it's kind of like controlling the narrative. It's just like, you're not giving the open, safe space for the other person to express their feelings and their point of view, even if it's the complete opposite of yours. And if it is, then it must be wrong. because it doesn't marry up with your thoughts and your feelings. I don't know, man. For me, it's just like
Can you maintain a long-term relationship with someone like that?
No. Eventually, you're going to get tired. Yeah. Eventually, you're going to get tired because it's just like, well, what's the fucking point? Like, I'm in a one-sided relationship. The other person wants to take control. Who wants to control the ship all the fucking time? And is, in a way, it's like, it's kind of like forcing you to be submissive. Forcing you to not have a voice and not be heard. Why would you want to stay in that environment? Because then it's just like you're indirectly allowing and enabling their behavior, but then you're giving, you're allowing yourself to have or create this insecurity that you're not going to realize is there until you either come out of the relationship or years down the line. That makes sense. That's,
some people don't like that. They deliberately find people or be in a relationship with people or hire people that they feel that don't have they don't want to have a voice. They just want you to be sheep. Follow what I say, do what I say, understand this is how I feel about the situation, this is how it's going to go.
Then that's not a relationship or any kind of, if it's romantic, like a romantic relationship,
in any circumstance you should want the person you're with or the person that you work with or the person that you've hired to have a voice, because that person is standing up for what they believe in.
Yeah, and also they could be bringing something to the relationship, to the friendship, to the
job. Yeah, that you don't.
Exactly.
That you don't.
Shade. Again.
It's not a sequel.
I mean... I think that's it. I mean, I agree with your point. Not taking things too personally. Don't allow your emotions to get... like to basically overwhelm you to the point where you forget what you're arguing about,
mm-hmm.
and you're not articulating yourself in a constructive way to actually formulate a debate between you and the other person, whether it's a partner, friend, family member, or work colleague. As soon as they see that emotions are getting involved, like heavily, then the whole concentration goes towards your emotions as opposed to what you're actually trying to say and the points that you're trying to get across. And it's kind of like, manipulative or condescending or patronizing. That's the word. It's kind of patronizing because it's then like, oh, don't cry.
For Americans,
don't cry.
Patronize.
Don't cry. Dry your eyes.
Oh, I can't stand that. You know, you get hit with fucking vase if you do something like that to me.
For me, right? I my outlet is through emotions as well, right? So if I'm arguing my point of view, if I'm really stressed out about something and I need to argue or articulate myself in a way, my emotions, like tears will come down my eyes and I'm like, yeah, but like, you know, but listen, I'm just fucking, and I'm putting my point across.
Wow.
I'm still articulating. No, listen, even though I'm bare sobbing, I'm there articulating myself in an actual like constructive way. And I literally say it on the side. Don't pay attention to my eyes and the tears that are coming down. I'm fine. It's just, it's releasing. Do you know what I mean?
Sometimes you get to that point where you're so overwhelmed with...
overwhelming
with emotion, like overwhelming with that tension.
Yes, and that's
like
the
that
outlet.
Building up that you just end up crying anyway in mid argument. And you're not crying because you're upset. You're crying because it's just too much.
Yes.
It's the only thing that you can do. Because I've been in that situation before. But I've changed now. I'm on the other side of the scale. So it gets too much to the point where I want to burn down your house or smack you in the face with a frying pan. So like, I'm no longer that person that will get emotional and cry. I will just hurt you physically. I would never put hands on my partner though. Unless they put hands on me first. But yeah. We're going to take a brief break now, so please do the things you need to do during this break. If you're working at home, do the little bit of work you need to get done. Grab the food, grab the drinks, anything you need to do. Go to the toilet if you need to go to the toilet, because you're not going to want to miss the next half of this episode. So yeah, we're going to move on to the next segment, which is... what's your situation?
What's your situation?
Does it make it sound Japanese?
I swear.
What was I doing? That's a-
Oh, my bad. What you seen? The way his face dropped. I'm trying to do a Dory talking to the whales, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So.
Not calling you guys whales, though.
Do you want to do your question first?
Okay, so we've had a couple of questions, and it's just like the first one that I got. Excuse me. How do you handle ego and gaslighting during arguments? I feel like I can never get my point across. I mean, yeah, we basically
right, you better deal with that one because...
I know that what True would do. True would literally just burn someone's house down and just walk away.
I'm not an arson.
And then when he's walking away with his high heels and stuff, clickety-clack, there's suddenly... Psh, you know, there's like an explosion behind him, slow motion, and he's just like flicking the hair. This is a hard one. I'm not going to lie, because it depends on you as a person, how you like your strength in this.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Because no, it's like, not. If
it's,
you...
It's disabling that.
It's if you want to, one, carry on the relationship, friendship.
You can be in a relationship with someone that's got ego and gaslights, but you have to disable that. You have to allow them what they're doing, allow them to know what they're doing, and you also disarm that, because... People can enable it.
Yes.
Which makes them feel like they're big bollocks. And no.
Then
like,
it's okay.
I'm
to
not
going
to be that person. I will take you down to where you need to come down to. And I'll enjoy doing it.
Okay.
And that's just because I don't like ego. We can all have ego. Yeah. We're all good at certain things. We're all amazing at certain things.
Yeah.
And, but we're all amazing at certain things.
Exactly.
So we're like, you're no bigger than I am. Mm-hmm. And I'm not bigger, well, in certain ways.
on the table.
And so I don't feel like anyone should have an ego. I feel like you should be confident.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you should have an ego.
Yeah, the difference, and a lot of people don't know the difference between confidence.
There's
ego.
A fine line between confidence and arrogance.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
Gaslighting, I don't deal with none of that.
But the thing is, in order for you to confront the person that gaslights, they need to understand the term. Do you know what I mean? Because surprisingly, not a lot of people...
No, but it's not even the term. They need to understand that that's what they're doing.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying. But if you say it to them, like, why are you gaslighting me? Don't try to gaslight me. And they're going to be like...
Yeah, but that's just terminology. Like, just say, you can explain to them in layman's terms, this is what you're doing.
Mm.
Every time I've got something to say or an opinion, you're making it seem like...
It's
invalid.
Mm-hmm.
Or like I'm crazy for having
down,
it.
You turn it around and make it seem as if it's me and not you.
Mm-hmm.
Girl.
And they will always deny that's what they're doing.
Of course.
Because
they don't
in
like
their
the
defense,
one.
Some of them don't know they're doing it. Some of them have conditioned themselves into being that way.
Yeah.
In a previous relationship. And then they come into another relationship and continue to be that way.
Yeah.
And then that next person's like,
no, well, I ain't having that shit.
What you're not going to do is this bitch. This is not, you're not going to do this to me, because although she or he allowed it, you might wake up bleeding one day.
So, and I'm not going to tell you who that from. So, you might see initials written all over your chest with a knife. You're scarred for life.
So like, for me, it's just explaining to them, like, this is how you make me feel, this is what you're doing. It might take them some time to adjust to that and get out of it.
Yeah.
But they might just continue and not give a shit.
And that's based on ego as well. Whether they want to let their ego down and actually be like, you know what, I actually want this relationship, friendship or whatever to work.
And some people will put their pride in ahead of any of the relationships that they have in life.
Mad stubbornness and all that shit, you know what I mean? So yeah, me personally, I like what True said, explain everything, confront the person, figure out whether or not you actually want to be in, if it's a romantic relationship, figure out whether or not you want to continue being in a romantic relationship with the person, because at the end of the day, everyone's different, everyone handles things differently, and it may take a lot of work for one individual, and it may take less to no work.
Well, it takes work for both of you, even if you're not the one you're not the one that has the ego and that is doing the gaslighting. You still have to adjust, because you know how to give that person leniency for a period of time. You also have to allow them to,
but it's not just that, like, say, what the point I'm trying to make is, you, if you feel like you are not not saying that you're weak, but if you feel that you don't have the strength to adjust and be patient with that and understand that you're going to hit road bumps,
yeah,
and understanding
no, no, no,
and understanding the other the person's their personality and their characteristics and their traits, because that's all kind of like ties in.
Yeah, but
right?
You don't have to, that, like, that's just how you and I would deal with the situation. But you don't have to do all of that. You might be going through a temporary period where you can't mentally handle it. You can't emotionally handle it. If you can't handle it, then you should be out of it.
Yeah.
And that's the end or be a situation. If it's a situation where overall you have the patience to do those type of things,
yeah,
then you should do those type of things if you really care and love for the person.
And
want to,
yeah, and want to continue with them. If not, then you can probably find someone else that doesn't have
probably.
Probably.
You mean you can. And you can find someone
you
else.
You can, but sometimes it's probably.
Listen, I'm going to be honest. I'm not on this, oh, you only meet one person that can.
No,
that
no, no.
Like
no.
That,
I will never have that.
There's 100 people out there that I could connect with the exact same way, okay? It's just lucky that you met me first. Yes, you are lucky. Like,
understand your privileges.
Exactly. And that's just how I feel about the situation. You may connect and bond with that person on a way that you cannot with other people in that relationship. Like, once you've been in it for a certain period of time and you've both adjusted and compromised and you figured out our way to work,
yeah,
that may not work with someone else because of the way that their mind works,
yeah,
and so on and so forth.
Yep, yep.
But I do feel like you can connect with multiple people. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean it at the same time.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes,
multiple
did. Yes,
people
did.
In the same way going into a relationship or like creating that relationship. So yes, if you can't handle it or you don't feel like you want to part with it,
then leave.
Yes.
Get out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
right
why
now.
I'm doing all these, like, it's the end of you
end of
and
you
me.
Me.
It's too late.
Can't wait.
For you to be gone, mate. Got jokes.
Okay.
What's your question?
I have one here. These are all anonymous, by the way, because we don't want to read out, but I'm guessing the person that sent it will know that it's their question. So mine is, how do you handle someone that doesn't like confrontation? Have you ever dealt with someone that doesn't like to? I'm just wondering because I can't think of anything. Like, I feel like every relationship I've been in, sorry, I'm just thinking about now. Do I know someone that doesn't like?
I
you
do.
Know what? I would say you. Yeah, I would say you. I think sometimes you get into situations. I'm just thinking about it now. Sometimes you get into situations where you don't want to address it. But there's other times, it's weird with you. Other times you'll be like, I'm just going to talk about it. Let's just talk about it. And you'll get into it. And other times you'll just avoid it. And I'm like, just
no,
do it.
You know
and
what?
It's not like a romantic thing. It's just with people. Like, it could be with family. It could be with friends. It's just with people.
Because there's certain parts of me that feel like is it me that's overthinking certain things? Am I getting too, like you said previously, am I getting too attached to what the issue is? Am I letting my emotions take over? Do I actually need to address it? Or can it just like, can I sleep and like the next day I'll be fine?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, it depends on the circumstance.
Yeah.
If it's a relationship, no, don't pluck everything that you find an issue out and...
Yeah,
whatever
Dre.
Thorn that you've got in the relationship, don't try and pull it out.
Basically.
Because sometimes it's keeping it there.
Basically.
But in certain circumstances, I do believe you should just address it. And other times, if you don't want to address it, then and it doesn't matter to you enough, then
yeah, it's just
leave
picking
it alone.
And choosing your battles.
But people that don't like, if I've been in a situation where I've had an argument with someone that doesn't like confrontation, I can't think of it at the moment. I honestly cannot.
I know someone that doesn't like confrontation. And I think it's because they have this negative connotation on if you confront, that means you're arguing. And if you're arguing, that means we're in a bad place. And if we're in a bad place, it brings up all these negative emotions and energy.
Well, you know what?
It brings up the whole shouting and all that crap.
The misconception of arguing is that it's a negative thing.
Exactly. It's not. I think it's the most healthiest.
it annoys me because as soon as you say arguing, everyone thinks, oh, it's arguing, like, yeah, like, why are we even arguing? It's like, bruv, we're arguing because we want to get to that place of bliss.
Yes.
And we can't get there without having these difficult conversations.
Exactly.
And really pushing each other's limits. Like, I also need to know if you can handle with this shit comes, that you're still going to be here.
Basically.
Because anytime stuff gets difficult, and especially for me and being a gay man in London, I feel like anytime shit gets difficult for someone that I'm dating or seeing or something, they want to duck out. They want to leave. They want to shift because they can't deal with it.
Yeah.
And there's so many people that are runners. Like, I was called a runner. Like, my ex called me a runner. He's like, you're a runner. That's what you do. You run. And I'm like,
Was this years ago?
No.
Oh. What?
It was like recently. A couple of years ago, maybe. 2-3-4 years
and did
ago.
You run?
I'm not a runner. I just left the relationship because for me it wasn't working.
Right.
And I don't believe in myself that I am a runner. I just, a lot of the time, if something's going on, I need to process. I need to get into my head. I need to understand what I'm doing and how I'm feeling.
Exactly.
And how I'm what's the word? Processing what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes I will go away, get to the point where I need to get my head in the great place, and then I'll come back. But I don't just disappear.
Yeah.
That's never been a thing that I've done. I know certain guys that will just disappear, and they won't even confront you about it. They will just find an issue and disappear. And it will be a ghosting situation.
Oh my God, that sounds like one of my exes.
Yeah.
Little pussy, man. I'm just like, this is like...
If you've got a problem with something, like, for me, confrontation, if you're saying doesn't like confrontation, I've been in many situations where I've been dating or seeing guys that don't want to tell me that they're not interested. I don't know why it's such a common thing, but it's definitely a very common thing. And for me, that's a sense of not wanting to deal with the confrontation. If you're not interested, come to me and say you're not interested.
Yeah.
And I once dated a guy maybe 5 years ago. We were seeing each other and something happened between us. And I was a bit annoyed at the way that certain things played out because I expected it to be...
a certain way.
Not expected it to be... Yeah, I expected it to be a certain way. Yeah. Something happened that was quite dramatic within London that was... Well, it was classed as like a terrorist attack, but it wasn't. It was just someone wielding like a knife around and someone got stabbed in their head. We were there at the time and man just disappeared.
What?
Man fully went into the crowd and just like disappeared. And then when it was all over and we were ready to go.
How long were you together?
Well, not that long. We were just dating each other. It was a couple of months.
Still
maybe
raw,
maybe
okay.
Like 5-6 months. And man just disappeared. Just disappeared into thin air. And then when I look back, you're not even there. But I'm in the forefront of the situation. And so it really affected how I felt about him.
Yeah,
because
how are you going to handle actual scenarios?
You should be
in
there with each other. Like exactly. You should be making sure. My first initial reaction to check to see where he was, to make sure he was okay. My man's situation was to make sure he got the fuck out of there and didn't give a shit where I was. And so that made me think differently about him.
Yeah, of course.
And
it
so
would.
The way that certain things played out afterwards ended up him like not getting in contact with me and not bothering with me. And I was like, bruv, if you just don't want to be in this, like seeing each other or dating each other or be in this relationship anymore, just come to me and say that. I had to chase you up to
just
be
to
like
get an answer.
Like, like you need I'm not chasing you up because I'm desperate. I deserve the respect that I deserve. And you're going to give me an answer. Mm. And I will come to your house every day.
Yeah.
And I will drag you up with your hair until you tell me the truth.
So I'm getting psycho vibes from
and
you.
And so
around.
Then he did. He did. He's like, I'm not really feeling this anymore. So I knew that already. Just wanted to hear it from you. Screenshot, thanks.
Okay, thank you, bye.
That was literally how it played out. And so I don't like, I feel like, not that it's weak, but people that don't like confrontation, it can be quite cowardly, especially if you have the issue.
Yes.
If you have the issue, you should confront it. To be fair, now I'm thinking about it, I've got loads of stories to tell.
Ah!
And we're here for a little while, so we might as well tell them. I also know someone else that will have a problem with certain people or a situation with people, but they won't tell them. They'll never tell them the situation. They'll come to everybody else and say, well, I've got a problem with blah, 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 this, and this happened, and she did this, and he did that, and blah, 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 blah. So why don't you tell them? No. There's no point. I can't be bothered. I don't even know why I should bring it up? And it's like, you don't want to bring it up because you know to some degree that there's no reason for you to be acting this way.
Mm.
You're creating something out of nothing. And addressing it makes it a real situation.
Yeah.
But you know that these other people will do your dirty work for you and go and tell the other person. And then that person will come and confront you instead of you having to do the actual work. And I can't stand that. Like, don't be a coward.
Like hearsay.
If you've got an issue with something, address that issue. Like, I don't understand why people act like that. It blows my mind that people act like that, because at the end of the day, I'm a person that will go directly to the source and get it sorted. Sorry, burp. Have you had any experiences with people that are afraid to confront?
Yeah, basically the story that you just said. I relate to that as well, because I've got people as well.
Wait, hold on. I'm just going to warn you guys, like, we're eating because we've not eaten all day. So if you hear chewing in the background, just ignore it, please.
I have had something that's very similar to that situation you just basically mentioned. Where it's, I don't know if it's like a gang situation, like, oh yeah, be my allegiance kind of thing in this whole situation or whatever. This is the scenario, this is my point of view. And it's just like trying so hard to get a specific point of view across about a scenario that has nothing to do with you, but you're related to it because you know both parties. So when one of the parties, they basically have an argument with each other or whatever, and then one of them comes to you and they're telling you the entire story and telling you their point of view and stuff, and it's like they're trying to get you to agree and be on their side of things, where I'm just there like, I understand both sides. But why don't you just talk to each other?
Why don't you just be neutral and be like, this has nothing to do with me because I'm involved?
No. Like, this is the thing, because it's... So it was like surrounding a certain situation that happened. So in my head, I'm like, dude, I don't want to be in the middle of this. So honestly, like, just talk to each other. We're all adults here. We aren't kids anymore.
Supposedly.
And if you're having a hissy fit about something, or if you're upset about something, or if you feel a certain way about something because you're constantly talking about it to other people, then clearly you have unaddressed issues with the actual person. Mm-hmm. So why go around talking to other people, trying to get their allegiance, trying to get them on your side and agreeing with you and stuff, just to make yourself feel better? But really and truly, you're not resolving the actual problem at hand, because you're not talking to the actual damn person. So I was just like, it's energy. It's energy. When you go to other people, you have to understand as well. Listen, we all just basically survived, still trying to survive a pandemic. We're coming out of it, right? Everyone has, even though they don't necessarily talk to you and are open about certain situations, they are going through some shit. Everyone, I believe to my core, every single person is going through something, whether it be mentally, emotionally, or physically. They have all been affected somehow from this pandemic. So you can't then be mad or upset that, you know, if someone is acting a certain way or not acting a certain way, or not giving you the attention and all that stuff, or they're not talking to you as such in a certain... Do you know what I mean? Like,
I don't think that it's even necessary for anyone to act like that. Like, everybody has their own stuff going on. You shouldn't rely on anyone to validate how bad you're feeling or what's going on with you. At the end of the day, I don't sit and wait for everybody to go, oh, you're right.
But the thing is, it also goes back to, like I said, everyone's going through this fucking shit. It will take... I'm completely understanding of the fact that there are, like, so many... For example, this is an example. There are so many of my closest, absolute closest mates that I call family that I haven't physically seen or really spoken to or caught up with in a while, because we both know, or me and the other party or whatever, we both get it. We both get that fact that you know, we're going through some shit. So we'll check in, and then maybe there's times when it's like a month later, and it'll be like, yo, are you okay? Like, you know, let's meet up, let's have a blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, yeah, yeah, cool. Like, we'll just arrange something. Yeah, you know, shit's going down with me as usual. What about you? Yeah, shit's going down with me too. So it's just like, all right, cool. Let's meet up, hash it out, and have a big catch up. But we don't hold that against each other.
Mm.
And that's the thing, like, in terms of if you, like, when it comes, when relating it back to the art of arguing, if... and. Just be upfront. If you've got a
problem. That's it.
Basically, if you've got a problem, just fucking say it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I.
You know what? It just brings up something.
Oof.
When we had the episode with Tommy, it's the same as hinting. Like, don't do that indirect bullshit, in my opinion. Don't hint at me. Don't leave passive aggressive messages at me. Just be direct with me. Bring it up. Make it an issue. We can what's that thing that you do with issues? I can't remember what it's called.
Work through them.
Well, I'm thinking of like at work when there's an issue, like there's a complaint.
I should know this. I'm a manager.
Put a pin in it. We'll put it on the bulletin board and we'll figure it out. Like, okay, and that's I know. But that's basically what we're gonna do.
Mm.
But we can't do that. It's very similar to the thing where people just assume that their partner should know what's wrong with them.
But that's not just in partners. That's partnerships. That's in like friendships, family as well. And it's just like, dude, man, come on.
Like, we're grown. If you've got an issue, say what the issue is.
Yeah.
And if I don't agree with it, I'm gonna tell you now. But if
it's not going to tarnish our friendship, our relationship, our, you know,
we don't have to think the exact same way all the time in order to be friends. That's not how friendship works.
Yeah.
That's not how relationships works.
Yeah.
That's not how family works.
Yeah.
And so I don't understand why some people think that if we're not on the same page, we don't have the same mentality 24 hours of a day,
that then there's going to be a big issue in our relationship moving forward. It's not.
Okay. I don't care if you suck Simon's dick in the toilets of a restaurant. That's what you do. That's not what I do. We're still friends.
Mm.
Like, it's like
I don't, we're still friends.
Like, it doesn't. But that's, people have that mentality. If you disagree with something that I do, oh, then we just can't be friends. Why?
Why would you just be friends with people that think the exact same thing? They're not going to show you any different then. No one's ever going to help you progress, grow. No one's ever going to help you progress or grow or help you see different perspectives to understand that there are different points of views. So, yeah. I just cut it out, man. Just cut it out. Don't like it. All right, yeah. Don't choke.
You're trying to kill me.
Just cut it out. Yeah.
Right, so we're going to move on to... thank you for your questions, by the way. Please keep sending them in. Send them to THATSPIQUE
at gmail.com.
Well... if you want us to like read out a username, because we're still trying to figure out the process. If you want us to read out a username... or your name, then please put it in the email. Otherwise, we're going to keep them anonymous because I don't want anyone getting attacked online for a stupid question. You know, like when you go to school. Like,
oh, yeah, I'm listening to it. Whoa.
Have you seen the episode of American Dad where they get to like write anonymous sex questions to like their teachers
Mm-mm.
at school because they're doing a sex education? And one of them, Steve writes, is it true the vagina is like a vacuum and creates suction? and the teacher's like, no, I'm not a walking vacuum. She's like, I know this writing. Oh. This is Steve Smith.
Awkward.
And it's kind of like that. I don't want people to be like,
why are you calling me out? Yeah.
Being called out, and then someone messaged them online and be like, bruv, you asked a stupid question on the podcast. But please do keep sending in your questions.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you.
So we're going to move on to the... This has been quite a quick episode.
Mm.
We're going to move on to the last segment of the episode.
After Effects.
Oh, yeah, yes. You can go first.
Okay, so After Effects, insecurities. I mean, what can you technically take from away from this? Avoiding arguments altogether because you don't want to... Basically, say, for example, every time you've tried to address something, it turns into a big blowout shouting match and it's an argument and then you don't get anything across and then the feelings are really shit. So you want to stay in a relationship or you want to maintain a friendship or whatever with this other person. But every single time you express yourself, you've been put down, you've been, you know, they're trying to dominate the entire situation. They're trying to control the narrative and make you feel like shit. Do you know what I mean? So,
right, Phil.
I think that the insecurities that you can take from it is just avoiding arguing altogether, which means not being yourself, which means not really addressing
Well, that's
anything.
How you get to being someone who doesn't like
confrontation. Fucking the dots connecting, yes, dots to dot. Hey.
All right, yeah. Drop the accent.
All right, sorry. yeah, but that's basically one of the insecurities that you can take from that. And imagine when you're single, imagine how you are as a person. You're very vocal. You're very transparent. You are expressive. Yes. And you have no filter. And then as soon as you get into a relationship, the person, because of love, because of other factors, they've made you feel a certain way that you don't realize that you're now... this submissive little timid little bird. Do you know what I mean? And you're just like, where's my voice? I'm like Ariel from Little Mermaid, mate. Freaking Ursula took me fucking voice. Oh, sorry. So don't let that happen, man. I know that's like an insecurity to have, but don't associate arguing as being negative. Because it's not. It's healthy.
It's not. They say that. They say that arguing is very healthy. And people that don't argue are usually in trouble.
Basically.
Because there's usually... it's either one of two things. One, there's no passion there.
Yes.
And so you don't want to argue about anything because there's no reason for you to argue because you don't feel passionate about anything.
Yes.
Or one of you is doing fuckboy shit anyway.
Yes.
And so you're not arguing because you're...
you've got options and you've got shit on the
something
side.
With someone else.
Exactly.
That's in relationships anyway.
What's your insecurity?
My insecurity would be violence, like aggression. Relationships can get to, and I know because I've been in that place where not necessarily I've been aggressive or violent, but my tone. The way that I'm addressing myself has become very aggressive.
Yeah.
Because I've gotten to the point where I've lost my shit because everything that I'm saying to you is not even going over your head. It's just hitting like an invisible surface in front of your face.
Yeah.
So it's not even connecting. And I just lost my shit. I literally just like screaming because I was not being heard.
Yeah.
And it's so important for you to allow your partner to know, or your friend, or your work colleague, or your employee to know that they have been heard.
Yeah.
Because if they're not, they don't feel like they're being heard, it's not resolved. At the end of the day, it's resolved for you because you know you've been heard. But for them, they're going to sit there and think, well, you've not addressed anything that I've said to you.
Mm-hmm.
You've not made a connection to anything that I've said to you. You've not made a compromise. You've not allowed me to know that what I'm saying to you has gone into your ear so you can at least think about it.
Yeah.
And that really makes such a big difference, especially when you're in a romantic relationship. Because if you feel like none of the shit that you're saying is getting through to the other person, you're going to end up getting to that point where you're like a burst pipe.
Yeah, of course. It's going to escalate real quick and you get really fucking frustrated to the point where you're just like, are you fucking serious? Yeah.
And then shit starts going everywhere because you just want to let out all your feelings and all your emotions and everything that you've ever felt with no disregard for the other person. Because why would you regard them if they're not having the same respect for you.
Basically.
So you're not going to sit there and be like, well, I care about how you feel, when that person's not sitting there caring about how you feel.
Yeah.
So things can get very aggressive, very... And like, I don't want to have to worry about that. But you also, you don't want to have to worry about that for yourself. And you also don't want the other person to worry about that for you.
But I think if it ever got to that point, that's how you know that something is seriously wrong in your partnership.
I mean, it's not breaking point, in my opinion.
It could be.
It's just a lot of work will need to be done in order for you to get back to
But that's what I'm
place.
Saying. It could be breaking point. Because the other person, if he's not caring, he or she's not caring now to make the changes, to make the compromise, what makes you think that you blowing your fucking horn is going to make
actually,
them be like, oh, shit.
That type of thing is what makes the person listen. Because they're like, oh my God, I've never seen you act like this.
Yeah, but why does it need to get to that point?
It shouldn't, but sometimes that is what is breaking point and then it tips the scales. And so I'm not saying rely on that, of course. If they're not listening to you, if you can't figure out a way to get through to them, you should leave.
Yeah.
But sometimes when that does happen, it does. That shouldn't be a situation anywhere. I'd never want to be that aggressive, like vocally.
Mm.
Towards anybody or verbally towards anyone ever again, because I shouldn't have to do that. I shouldn't have to scream.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to.
To get, to be heard.
Yeah. And it got to the point where I just like, my blood was at peak boiling point. And I just, I gave in. And the relationship is no longer.
No longer.
And so. Those are, for me, that's the insecurity that you can carry forward. I think, did you do your lesson?
No. Okay, so lessons learned from that is learning.
You should have done your lesson learned.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. Must be the vaccine. Joking. I think the lessons learned is...
Yes.
Ooh, clap. Okay. So the importance of like basically...
No, I'm not allowing you to drink Coke here.
Okay? It's Diet Coke. Sorry. So the lessons learned is, learning the importance of your communication styles and articulating your way in a sense that your tone and the way that you come across isn't condescending or patronizing or gaslighting. Mm. I think it's an art. Do you know what I mean? That's why I call it the art of arguing. So you need to basically construct your argument in a way that the end goal, the ultimate end goal, is you're getting your points across, you're expressing how you feel and what you think, and you want to find a resolve. You want to understand what their take is on what you've just said, the points mm-hmm. that you've made, and whether or not they want to add anything towards that, so that they can enlighten you with another point of view, if there is one. And I think that's the most important thing, because once you find that formula, girl, I'm telling you, the arguments won't feel like arguments, and you're not going to associate it with negative shit. You're just going to associate it with, okay, we've reached a bump. How do you feel? Oh, how I feel. Oh, I'm really sorry that you feel that way. Like, you know, blah, blah, blah. I didn't really mean to make you feel a certain way, blah, blah, blah. But what can we do to move forward as a team? You know what I'm saying?
No, don't go Oprah just because you're in a happy relationship, bruv.
I'm happy
because you ain't no coach.
I know I'm not, but I'm literally just giving my imparting my wisdom based on.
But that's
my
perspective.
Own personal.
Make
yeah.
sure you project that.
Yeah,
perspective.
It is perspective. It's my personal opinion. It's
because
based on my experience.
Because some people get into a relationship and then they start talking about things like they know it because they're in a successful relationship.
No.
That's not.
I'm
how
not trying
to
do
across.
That. That's not. That's definitely not something that. Because everyone is different. Everyone's got, everyone's unique. Do you know what I mean? But I'm just saying, for me personally, I found my formula. And I know that if you're in a relationship or you're trying to find a partner, or you're trying to get along with someone in the workplace or even a friendship, just finding that specific formula and understanding the other person. And then once you do, everything will be fine and dandy, man. You know what I mean? Got a chip in your mouth.
Are you eating cold chips?
No.
That's disgusting. I agree with some of that.
Just not the cold chips.
My lesson learned is just like, you have to, like communication styles, you have to adjust argument styles. You can't just argue one way and with the other person they be arguing the other way, because sometimes it doesn't connect. And then it's just a lot of talking at the same time, but not a lot of listening or hearing or anybody really taking anything in. So the way that the other person learns, you kind of have to argues, you have to kind of adjust to that, and vice versa, so that you can really get to the point where both of you are getting your points across clearly and you're being heard.
Yeah.
Like, for me, the hearing part of arguing is the most important part of arguing.
Yeah.
If you're just screaming at each other and you're both saying stuff, but no one's really listening to the other person, it's not arguing, bruv. It's just shouting at each other.
Yeah. Who's the loudest?
And that can be annoying. Like, if I'm witnessing it, at some point I would just get up and walk away, because you're not listening to the other person. You're just shouting how you feel, and then it gets up and goes, and then there's just a lot of, like, I haven't got time to be like, deal with it properly, handle it properly. You're grown adults.
There's, and don't be fearful in, like, confronting the other person, whether it's...
Oh, yeah, you can go the complete opposite way, where someone's, you just get one person telling you, saying everything, and no one else, the other person not saying anything, because they're just listening to what the other person has to say and adjusting themselves, but doesn't really want to communicate their frustrations.
Yeah.
And so that it could go either way, to be honest. Angry, screaming, shouting, aggressive, or quiet, meek, and ghosting. Passive. And so you end up with that at the end of the day.
That.
It's something to think about, though, because arguing, for me, is such a interesting topic.
Like, yeah.
Like, because of people's perception of it and the fact that they think that it just creates negative things. Oh, we're always arguing. You know what? If that's what works for you, bruv, that's what works for you. Your relationship can be based on arguing. If that's how you show your love and how you really display that
but that's
love.
Only if arguing in a healthy way. Imagine your shout.
I would
shout
say
match
so, but
every time.
That's some people's relationship. They have fiery relationships. They fuck hard and they argue hard, and that's their relationship, and that's how they love each other, and that's how they show you. If that works for you, fine.
Yeah.
Again, I don't want to tell anybody formula, how right? to be, the relationship, be in a relationship, because whatever relationship works for you, it's
it
relationship that
works
for you. But other relationships can be more about communication and more about understanding and listening and adjusting.
Compromising, yeah.
And for me, those are relationships where you can see people actually working hard. Because relationships ain't easy.
I know.
Like, they're not easy, even when you believe that they're easy, or you're in a place where they are easy or it can be easy. They ain't easy.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the last you're going to hear from us until autumn. Autumn. Do Americans say, they say fall. Fall.
We're going to be here in fall.
Yeah, we'll be back in fall.
But it's exciting what we're doing.
Yeah.
You want to explain what we're doing in the summer?
No, I'm not explaining to them. You're going to listen, you'll find out. We'll put a promotion on the podcast.
Ooh.
So it'll be fine. I've got, this is breaking.
PSA!
My first EP, True Side, is out. The 25th of June. Which is the last Friday of the month. It will be available on all streaming platforms. Apple, Spotify, Amazon,
Spotify.
Google. You know, all
what's
of them.
The name of the EP?
It's called Truist. I just said
okay.
that.
Oh, okay. So
I was going to tell people this because I want it to be like a surprise, but I don't have time to be doing all of that. It's going to be a series of projects that kind of tell the story of this, my struggles of being black and gay and going through relationships and the dark side and the mental health and a lot of ups and downs.
Mm.
So it's called True Side for a reason. I explained to you what True Side means to me. It's shedding a lot of what you dislike about. It's a process. And for me, I was going through that process as a teenager to an adolescent, to an adult. And so it shows a lot of what I went through being in love, falling in love the first time, meeting new people, meeting people that were bad for me, how people can have really bad energy and also still be like so good, even though they're so bad. So yeah, you'll get it anyway. But I just hope you enjoy the music. So make sure you pre-save that. It should be available to pre-save from Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, we'll be putting this episode out on Monday. So it'll be available from today. So please, please, please enjoy. Please pre-save. It'll be out on the 25th of June. And there will be other projects following quite closely. So please keep an eye out for that. You're not going to say anything. Okay. Thank you for listening.
We love you so much. Thank you for following us like this far.
Yes. If you've been listening to us for two seasons, from the get-go, please.
I know you're thinking, man, these guys are fucking crazy.
We'd like to say thank you very much because this wouldn't be continuing without you listening to us.
Mm-hmm.
Please send us in any emails, questions, letters. I don't know what they call them.
No, not letters.
Like not actual letters, but like emails.
You said letters.
Just anything that you wanted to say, just please send it in and we'll get reading. That's peak at gmail.com. thatspique@gmail.com. You can also find us on all social medias as That's Peak, PIQUE.
Thank you so much, guys. I'm getting so emotional.
I mean, you can follow us individually if you want. Kim's
Kimiko, KIMMIKO 24.
And mine is I am Chura Mega on all socials. Thank you very much.
Thank
and we'll be
you.
Back with a banging first episode for the third season
in the
Autumn
fall.
/ fall. Autumn / fall.
I mean, I'm so excited, guys.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.